Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In this town, there's no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
It is always game day in Cleveland, brought to you by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Daryl, 27-14 loss to the Steelers. So much for all the, oh man, they're going to sweep the series for the first time since 1988. That went out the door, I think, in the first quarter, maybe even after the first three and out. You tell me, my friend. This was not a fun one. This is like an apathy bowl.
Yeah, I mean, right after Jameis threw that first interception like that, that was it. Like, I mean, that just turned the tide in the game, and the Browns really never recovered. Dustin Hopkins still has the yips. Another banner contract extension done by Andrew Berry, who is not having a good year with this roster. So many disappointing players underperforming this year. And you know, I think that we're learning that Jameis Winston's great for quotes, but not so much when it comes to winning quarterback play. He'll be entertaining at times, but he just makes too many critical mistakes for the Browns to be able to sustain any type of regular winning. And that's unfortunate because he's a great guy and, you know, fun to be around, but you know, you can't turn the ball over 3 times and think you're walking into Pittsburgh and picking up a win.
No, and they were they came to play. We knew they were coming to play after last week too. You watch them play Cincinnati, and you know there's just so much more on the line for them, and they want to dominate the Browns, and they wanted to make it look like that Snow Bowl game was all about the snow, which in the end I guess it was.
Yeah, and you know, this is now the 18th 10 loss season for the Browns, second in 5 years under the leadership of Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. So they maintain the losing tradition here in Cleveland. Meanwhile, the Steelers pick up their 15th 10-win season since 1999. They've only had 2 10-plus loss seasons in the last 25 years. Meanwhile, the Browns pretty much do it almost every year. You know, they have played losing football this season from start to finish here, or start to present, I should say. We still have some time to go. You know, Kansas City's going to come next weekend. We know how that ends. So that's, 3-11. Cincinnati, maybe that's an opportunity to pick up your fourth win there. Miami, if it's cold, the Dolphins tend not to play well in the cold. Maybe that's a chance to win a fifth game. And then, you know, Baltimore is depending what they have sewn up. But here's the thing. This was a big win for the Steelers.
Oh,
because they've got the Eagles, the Chiefs, I think they got the Ravens again. Like the Steelers actually.
This was a huge win for them, yes.
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers have a tough stretch run waiting for them, and now they have a 2-game lead on Baltimore in the AFC North.
Because they were off today, too.
By the way, The P word officially dead and buried. The Browns.
I know. I was going to say. Oh man.
It's officially. So
I was going to bury the flag. Ready? Done.
There we go. Should we play some taps? Dun,
dun. Official. The Browns have been eliminated.
There is now officially no chance of them making the playoffs.
And that less than 1% chance they had going into this game, you know, just crushed my dreams. Crushed
like them. Cheech and Chong up in smoke.
I don't even know. I'm trying to.
Like speechless. All right, let's do a couple of positives from the game.
Okay, can I give you one first? David Njoku's touchdown catch. I thought that was very nice.
There you go. He caught a touchdown. He leads the team with 5 touchdowns this season. So good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Myles Garrett recovered a fumble and picked up a sack. So he now is a half sack away from 100 in his career. He's up to 11 sacks on the season. And I'm pretty sure that's where the positives end. I'm pretty sure that, like,
Mahamoud Diabate had 7 tackles, 2 solos. Does that work for you?
Something on a bad team.
This is what?
Someone's got to do something on a bad team, right?
Yeah, I don't know, Darryl. So I don't. Do you have any?
Has apathy set in for you now? Here,
well, it did today. I mean, today was the day. Like, I'm in it. I'm watching. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. And then I'm like, ugh.
Well, how about Jim Nance and Tony Romo trying to rope us back in late after the Browns get an interception? This game's not over, Jim.
And the Browns. Jim Nance was
out. And then Jameis Winston gives the ball. Right. No, I'm sorry. It was the Myles Garrett fumble recovery. This game's not over, Jim. And then on the very next play, I think it was, Jameis Winston throws the interception. I yelled at my TV, it is now, Jim.
That's not Romo's fault. This was interesting because on the Browns Network pregame show, we had Jim Nance on as our guest. And he told us the story about how Romo and Jameis Winston had talked earlier during the week. Okay. And that, you know, Romo was giving him advice about how to kind of fight through the adversity of throwing interceptions, and that, you know, Romo clearly went through that in his career, but Romo became a pretty decent fourth quarter quarterback. And we haven't seen that from Jameis. So I asked Jim, I was like, do you think he was inspired by the speech? Do you think he had any epiphanies? And he's like, well, I hope so. We'll see it later today. And I was like, oh boy.
Well, so the funny thing is, I'm going to share this story since I think we've reached story time on the podcast.
Oh yes.
So
even in a post game pod, we're in story time
this week or following the Broncos game, Jameis gets up there and, you know, says, you know, I'm praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes. Right.
Yeah.
So after his media availability on Thursday, I pulled him. It's like, see, I didn't want to do in front of the group. Right. So I you know, he's by his locker. I walk over just to, you know, shoot the breeze with him for a second and say, hey, Jameis, I feel really terrible saying this to you, but I didn't want to say in front of the group. And I mean this to be as lighthearted and funny as possible, because you gave the quote of a lifetime after that Monday night game. But I just want to let you know, being the man of history you are, you should know this. God is not a Browns fan. And he just started laughing, and he mentioned to me, oh yeah, I'm just a man of faith. I said, I respect it. I know I'm just teasing you. I'm not, you know, just having some fun with you. It was a great quote, you know, and you've been great to us since you've gotten to town, and I really appreciate your candor and your openness and all that. But I had to share with you that God is not a Browns fan. And all you need to do is just do a little research on the Cleveland Browns from 1999 to present day, and you will completely understand everything I'm talking about. And that was a little lighthearted moment I had with Jameis last week. And he efforts there, cares. There's no question about that. He's going to be entertaining to talk to. He's going to be a good representation of, you know, for the team. He's the perfect quarterback when you're going nowhere. And I guess after the game, there were some questions thrown at Kevin Stefanski about whether or not he was going to stick with Jameis Winston. I just feel those questions are moot at this point, number one. And then number two, I think there's something else we definitely need to talk about.
Okay.
We're talking about this season going completely sideways. Mm-hmm. And that was Kadarius Toney.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Kevin didn't sit his ass after the taunting penalty. Dude, you're down 20. What the F are you doing? Get on the bench. You're done. Like, you need to show, you got to show some accountability. The only thing I can think of, he had nobody that could go out and catch a punt. And then it turns out Kadarius Toney couldn't catch a punt either because he goes out there and he muffed the next one. And that was like the thing that popped in my head. He should have never been on the field to begin with to muff that punt. Kevin Stefanski should have sent a message right there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. I wonder why he didn't, or if he likes to send messages. I don't know. I'm sure he'll get asked about it. I don't know if he got asked about it after the game, but if he didn't, I'm sure you will ask him about it on the Monday debrief, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to bring it up. Absolutely. I'm going to bring it up because I just think that that's a situation where you send a message to the team.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As well. That, you know, because they were playing really, really hard. And, you know, Romo and Nance were referencing it, you know, hey, this doesn't look like a 3-9 football team. They're really playing for Kevin Stefanski. You can see that. That was obviously before the second half meltdown there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Dustin Hopkins totally deserves the dunce cap too, because his missed field goals at the end of the first half and at the end of the opening drive of the second half ended up being a 13-point swing that basically won the game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Instead of it being a 13-13 tie, because you're talking 43-38, very makeable, missed them both, one wide left, one wide right. Pittsburgh, to open the second half, they take the ball after the missed field goal, walk right down the field, get the touchdown, and now all of a sudden you're down 20-17, and the ball game is over for all intents and purposes. So 20-7, I'm sorry, not 20-17, but you're down 20-7 instead of being tied 13-13. So Dustin Hopkins and Kadarius Toney are the dunce cap wearers from this game.
Oh, so we're not giving out bowls anymore. We're giving out dunce caps.
We've reached I think we've reached that point in the season.
All right. Well, then you'll like this one. I, of course, had to go to Tankathon as soon as I had the opportunity to see where we are in the draft. And we're not even doing that right. Do you know how many teams have three or less wins? And I'm looking at this right. The Tennessee, Jacksonville, they're not in yet. So
eight.
We are the best of the we're the best of the three lost teams. So as I look at this, the Jets are 3-10, Tennessee's at 3-10, Jacksonville's at 3-10, Carolina's at 3-10, New England's at 3-10, and then the Giants and Vegas are up top at 2-11. So they're going to have to figure out a way to lose some more of these games if they really want to get a better draft pick. I'm just saying.
And you know what? I don't think that's going to be that difficult.
So let's be glass half positive then. They can get that done. And if they do that, they did something right.
Well, here's another thing. I think we need to congratulate our fine friends in New York, Fireman Ed and the Jets fans there for surpassing the Cleveland Browns playoff drought. The Browns, of course, went 13 years without making the playoffs. So congratulations to the Jets. It's been 14 years.
J-E-T-S.
L-L-L.
Daryl, I'm done. Man, I can't, like, this game just sucked the life out of me. It did. It sucked the life out of me. I'm just telling you.
Well,
let's come back. We'll talk. Let's regroup. We'll come up with new things to talk about with this team, because right now it is apathy. And they're, you know, Myles Garrett, okay. David Njoku touchdown, okay. But, I mean, we are
they just shot themselves in the foot. I mean, that's the thing. And Jameis said this after the game, the Pittsburgh Steelers didn't beat the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns beat the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, right? I mean, pre-snap penalties, the personal foul penalties, the turnovers, they beat themselves. And they've been doing that a lot this year. They're 3-10. They're officially eliminated. The season, it was flushed weeks ago. I hate to say I told you so, but this is what we were getting early in the season, and, you know, nothing has gotten better, right? Nothing's really gotten appreciably better. It's you know, marginally better with Jameis Winston at quarterback. The problem is Jameis giveth and then he giveth to the other team. And that's kind of a little bit of an issue there. So, I, you know, for all the folks that were ready to be like, oh, they got to bring back Jameis next year. The only way I think I bring him back next year, Andy, is if you just winning is no longer a priority and you just need somebody to play the position.
Amen. Amen. All right. I'm done. You're done.
I am done as well.
Evan O'Brien, we're going to make your life real easy tonight. We're going to bow out after about 10 minutes. This has been It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Evan, you're a good man. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. Daryl, let's come back and do this in the middle of the week. And that's it. Browns lose 27-14 to the Steelers.